Both presidential candidates are saying this is the most important election in modern history. But in most recent elections, about 4 in 10 eligible voters stayed home. We talked to a few of the people who are not voting this time around.
My name is Clifford Janice, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York, currently residing in Denver, Colorado.
Hi, I'm Ellie Fana. I am a Greek-American dual citizen, born and raised in America, but living in Greece now.
My name is Roger Weir.
My name is Mariam Olanis. I'm not voting in this election.
I would have never thought that I would not be voting or would even consider not voting. I never. Like, I've always, like, oh, it's my civic duty or it's my patriotic duty or even my desire. Like, I want to do it.
This year is the first year where I just don't feel like, I don't feel represented or heard.
I'm not voting because no one has earned it. No one has earned my vote. If I can't have a candidate that I feel is going to actually represent me, then why should I vote?
I don't feel like anyone's doing anything that's really going to create change and kind of bring us back to a place where we're not having these continual tensions and issues that we've been having for centuries.
If there was a candidate that spoke to my concerns, spoke to my interests, shared my politics, then maybe I would consider voting.
Because I am overseas and I waited too late in the game for an absentee ballot, then it's like, okay, should I get on a plane, fly to, you know, New York for a couple of days, cast my ballot, and then come back? And because neither candidate inspires me that much, I'm like, I'll just sit this one out.
If we live in the land of the free, the home of the brave, and we have freedom to choose, then give me that freedom. Give me the choice instead of just giving me these two steaming piles of waste on which to decide from.
This past year, it's been a really, really volatile year. A lot of countries are facing political crises, and really it's a lot of young people like myself who are really, really dissatisfied and are realizing that, like, voting is not the only way to make our voices heard. If we want to actually organize ourselves, like, we shouldn't see electoralism as our only option. We should be empowered to go to the streets.
I understand that there is power and there is necessity in voting. But if I know that voting has no impact on what I want for change, then it is an altruistic act. It's just doing it again just to do it. I think not voting and not participating sends more of a message to leaders that we're not happy. We're not happy with what's going on.